Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that all is well with everyone. I thank you all so much for joining. Please feel free to share this with someone. Feel free to share it on your timeline. You never know who may be in need of a blessing this morning and who this message can and will bless. So today, our devotional will be from Psalm 84:11. So if you would like to get your Bibles, feel free to open them up. Psalm 84:11. And I am reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So just to break this verse down a little bit, we see God as a sun, and sun as S-U-N. And just knowing that God is a source of our blessings, we know that every good and perfect gift comes from above. We know that the sun shines bright, and we know that God's light shines down upon us daily. We can look forward to him brightening up our days each day. He is the one who brightens up our days. And even when we're down, even when we're sad, even when we're depressed, even when we are discouraged, even when it's times where we don't know what to do, when we are looking for hope, when we are hopeless, our faith has wavered, we can truly see God as our sun, the one who brightens up our days and can brighten up our days. And we have him as the one who can and will lift us up. We have him to be able to shine his light upon us and to do that daily. And we can be so thankful and grateful for that. And just knowing that he has so much that he wants to give to us each day. He truly has endless blessings that are waiting for us. So if we think of the sun, we know that it's literally everywhere. The sun rises and it sets all around the world. And it just reminds me of God's omnipresence, that he is literally everywhere. And the fact that he's everywhere, that means that he's also everywhere in our lives. He's in the midst of all of our situations and our circumstances. And I just think that that's just something that's so marvelous. And we also see God as a shield, and a shield is our protector. We know that God is our protector, that he is our defender, that he is the one who is protecting us from danger, that he is the one who is protecting us from darkness. He's protecting us from Satan. He's protecting us from the evil one. He's protecting us from our enemies. He's protecting us from evil spirits. He's literally protecting us from everything. He is our defender. And we also see that he will give us grace and glory. He will give us grace and glory. He pours out his grace and his glory to us daily. He has so much that he wants to offer to us. He has kindness that he wants to offer to us daily. He has favor that he wants to offer to us daily. He has mercy that he wants to offer to us daily. And we know that he grants us new mercies each and every morning, even when we don't deserve it. I just think that's such a marvelous thing. And we know that he is gracious. He's been so gracious to us during this pandemic. Even if you think that he hasn't, he has, even beyond this pandemic, even before this pandemic. He's just a gracious God. He's there when we need him, whether it's good times or bad times, whether we're up, whether we're down. He's even protecting us from things that we can't see. He's protecting us from things that are ahead. He's protecting us from things that we may not even know about, things that may be trying to take us out that we may not even know about, things that may be trying to destroy us. We know that the enemy, that's his plan, to steal, to kill, and destroy. So there are things that are going on in the spiritual realm that we may not even be aware of, but he is protecting us. He even has his angels that are protecting us. There may be things that Satan may be doing, or even things that we may have gotten our own selves into, because we know that we can't blame everything on God. I mean, we can't blame everything on the enemy. There are some things that happen because of things that we have done as well. So even things that may be trying to derail us, we can just thank God and praise Him that He is our protector, that He is our defender. And even when we do get off track, He's the one who's able to put us back on track. So whatever situation that we may find ourselves in, He is truly there for us. He shows up every single time. He is in the midst of everything. He is in the midst of everything, period. So remember that He has grace that's available to us. We can't buy it. We can't pay for it. He gives it to us freely. It does not run out. And we can be thankful that God is a giver. He is a giver of life. And even with this verse, He is a giver of good things. And it says that there is no good thing that He will withhold from us. And that's a promise. What He wants us to have, He's going to give it to us. He's going to make it available for us. But we also have to remember that it's His timing, not our timing. Just because He hasn't granted us what He's promised doesn't mean that He's not going to do it. We have to remember that it's His timing as well. And we can stand on the fact that He's a promise keeper. If He said He's going to do it, we just have to be patient in when He's going to deliver it. But most importantly, in this verse, we see that there is something that's required of us. And that's something that sometimes we may miss, or sometimes it's the fact that we just stop at the verse that says, no good thing will He withhold, which is true. But we can't overlook the fact that it also states that to those who walk uprightly. So He has a blessing. He has many blessings. He has blessings that are waiting on us. He has blessings that already have our name on it. But we have to make sure that we are walking uprightly, that we are even being obedient, that we are doing the things that He has called us to do, that we are living the life that He has called us to live. So I pray that the verse encourages you on this morning, and it's something that you can carry forward through the rest of this week, the rest of this month, and however long you need to hold on to this verse. So we'll go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. So feel free to please join in with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord, that You have woken us up this morning. You have woken us up on this day. You have given us life. You have given us breath. You've given us strength. You've given us the activity of our limbs, oh God. You've even placed it upon our hearts to even be able to get up this morning and have the desire to be pushed towards even joining on this call this morning, to hear a word from You. To hear a word that You will have us to hold deep in our hearts, for You to just speak a word of encouragement to us, to speak a word of hope, to speak a word of peace, just to speak a word of comfort, to speak a word that is true. So we are so thankful for the blessings that You have waiting for us, oh God. We thank You for the blessings that have our name on it. We thank You for all the good things that You have available to us, that You want to pour out to us, oh God. So we thank You, Father, for Your kindness, Lord. We thank You, Father, for Your grace, oh God. We thank You, Father, for Your mercies, oh God. We thank You that You grant us new mercies each and every day, Lord. Daily we fall short, but we are so thankful that You still give us grace freely, oh God, that You still give us new mercies each and every day, oh God, that You are a patient God, that You are the one who continues to give us chance after chance to be able to get things right with You, oh God. So we thank You, Lord, that You are a forgiving God. We thank You, Lord, that You have not given up on us, oh God. We just thank You for how great and marvelous You are, oh God, how mighty You are, oh God. We thank You that You are our Son, oh God, that You are our source of blessings, oh God. We thank You, Father, that You are our shield, oh God, that You are our refuge, oh God, that You are our shelter, oh God, that You are our protector, and that You are our defender, oh God. We thank You, Lord, that each and everything that we stand in need of, that it is available through you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who's keeping us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you, Father, for just all of the things that you have even gone ahead and not even just preparing the way for us, oh God, but even protecting us from things that we can't even see, oh God. So we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your angels, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to dispatch them down from heaven here to earth, oh God, to continue to watch over us and guide us and lead us and to protect us and do all the things that you have called and ordered for them to do, oh God. So we are thankful. We are so thankful for who you are, oh God. We're so thankful for what you're doing right now in our life, oh God. We're so thankful for even the things that you have already done, oh God. We're thankful for the things that you have allowed us to go through, the things that you have allowed us to be able to experience, even the things that are uncomfortable, even the things that we don't even understand why you allowed it to happen. But we're thankful that you did, and we thank you for the revelation that will come later on down the line. So no matter what it is that we are facing right now, no matter what it is that we will face this week, good or bad, we thank you for it, oh God, because we know that you are allowing it to happen for a reason. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to seek you so that we are able to learn something from it, that it may not just be something that we go through and something that we experience, but it is something that we can learn from it, oh God, for us to be able to be drawn closer to you in our circumstances and our situations, oh God, for us to be able to lean on you, oh God, for us to be able to go to you for everything that we need, oh God. Father, your word says to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, and all things may be added unto us, oh God. So may we keep that in our mind for us to continue to seek you daily, oh God, that we may come to you first, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you already know everything that we stand in need of. You already know all of our thoughts, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are calling us to have a relationship with you, oh God, that we may be able to commune with you, oh God, that we're able to communicate and to speak with you and to talk with you and even share the things that are troubling our spirits, oh God, to be able to share and to ask and to pray to you, oh God, the things that we stand in need of. And we thank you, Father, that as we do that, that you have already answered each and every one of our needs, oh God. Whatever it is that we need clarity on, all we have to do is come to you and seek you, Lord, and you will give it to us, oh God. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you so much that we are even able to call you our God, Abba Father, our Shepherd, oh God, Jehovah, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our provider, oh God. We thank you that you have been so good to us, oh God, and we thank you that you have so many blessings still waiting to pour out to us, oh God. So we just ask, Lord, that you will continue to be in our midst, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be the one to continue to order and lead and guard and guide our steps, oh God. Keep us on the path of righteousness, oh God. When we begin to stray away, Father, I ask that you will prick our hearts, Lord, that you will even convict us, oh God, that you will bring to our attention, Father, the things that we are doing that are pulling us away from you, oh God. And I ask, Lord, that even in this moment, that you will begin to search our hearts, oh God, that you will reveal to us sins that we may have committed, Lord, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. And we just come before you, Lord, just asking for forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your Son, oh God, who you allowed, who you gave, he gave his life so that our sins could be forgiven, oh God. So we are so thankful and grateful for that, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will just cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God. Any wickedness, any bitterness, any evil, any thing that's not like you, oh God, that is in our hearts, oh God, that's in our spirit, in our life, oh God. I ask right now, Father, that you will reveal it to us, oh God. And I ask, Lord, that you will take it away, oh God. I ask that you will help us to live lives that are pleasing to you and pleasing to you alone, oh God. I ask, Lord, that all that we do, that it may be pleasing to you, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will help us to be diligent in our time that we spend with you, oh God. We're so thankful that you have led us to even come to you corporately every Monday morning to hear a word from you, oh God, to come before you in prayer and just to hear the things that you would even have to speak unto us, oh God. But I pray, Father, that this same diligence, that this same desire that it flows in our lives through the rest of this week, oh God, that we are able to spend time in your word, oh God, that we are able to meditate on it day and night, oh God, that we are able to be aware of the distractions, the things that are trying to keep us from you, oh God, the things that are trying to keep us from your truth, oh God, the things that are trying to keep us from your word, oh God. And I ask, Father, that you will give us the strength that we need to stay close to you, oh God. Help us to continue to draw close and near to you, oh God, knowing that you will continue to pull us in, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your word. Help us to be able to study it daily, oh God. Even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it may not be an hour or 2 hours every day, oh God, but help us to get in your presence daily, oh God. Help us to be able to make it a habit, oh God. Allow it to be a routine for us, oh God. Just as we have been able to allow things to be made a habit and a routine in our lives, whether it be being on social media every day or talking with friends and family, oh God, watching certain TV shows, oh God, help us to be able to carve out time to be in your presence, oh God, to worship you, oh God, to adore you, oh God, to thank you, oh God, to have a grateful heart and spirit for who you are, oh God, and for what you are doing in our lives, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that you have so many good things to give to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the many blessings that you have already poured out for us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that there are so many more blessings that you have to grant to us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your endless blessings, oh God, that they do not run out, oh God, that your grace does not run out, oh God, that your favor does not run out, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you don't run out, that you are available to us always, oh God. So we thank you for that. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us, that you will continue to keep us, oh God, that you will keep us in good health, oh God, that you will protect us from this virus, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will protect each and every one of us, oh God, that you will protect all nations, oh God, that you will protect all people, oh God. Father, you already know that there has been an increase in COVID cases, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are still in control, oh God. And just as you want us to be obedient, oh God, I ask, Father, that you will help all of us, Lord, to take the necessary precautions, oh God, to take this virus seriously, oh God, to take this pandemic seriously, oh God. But we ask, Lord, that you will keep us protected from the evil one, that you will keep us protected from this virus, oh God. We ask, Father, that each and every person that has been impacted and infected by this virus, oh God, we pray, Father, for healing for them, oh God. We pray, Father, that you will heal them, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the mighty testimony that you are birthing in them, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are getting all of our attention during this time, oh God. Help us all to continue to seek after you, oh God, to worship you, oh God, and to praise you, oh God, thanking you that you are our healer, oh God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, that you are the one who's able to heal mentally, physically, emotionally, oh God, that you are able to heal everything, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will be with our leaders, oh God, that you will be with our government, oh God, that you will give them wisdom, oh God, that you will give them knowledge and godly understanding, oh God, that you will help them to lead us in a godly way, oh God. And we even pray right now, Father, that you will begin to raise up godly leaders, oh God. And even those who are even godly leaders right now, Father, I ask, Lord, that you will give them boldness to stand for the things that you have called them to stand for, oh God, to speak the things that you've called them to speak, oh God, that you will give them courage, oh God, that you will give them confidence, oh God, that you will anoint them afresh each and every day, oh God, that you will help them to walk boldly in truth, oh God, in your word, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are still in control of all things, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to show yourself mighty and strong and true in our lives daily, even in new ways, oh God. We thank you for all that you have already laid on our path for this week, oh God. Help us to trust you, oh God. Help us to go into this week saying that no matter what happens, oh God, no matter what comes across my path, oh God, that I will trust you, oh God, that I will trust in you with my whole heart, oh God, and to lean not on my own understanding, oh God, but truly trusting in you, oh God. Help us not to lose sight of things, oh God. Help us to keep our minds and our eyes stayed and focused on you, oh God. Help us to stay true to who you are and what your word says, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for the many blessings, oh God. Help us to be obedient, oh God. Help us to be the men and godly men and women that you have called us to be, oh God. Help us to stand firm on your word, oh God. Help us to stand firm knowing that you are a promise keeper, oh God. And everything that you are allowing to happen, Father, that you will help us through it, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. We thank you for the blessings that are coming, oh God. I can feel them, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us and keep us, oh God. And I ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing week. I hope that this time of prayer and devotion has blessed you on this morning. Please feel free to share it with someone. If there is anything that I can do to help you through this week, please feel free to reach out if you have any prayer requests, any praise reports that you want to share. I'm just excited for this week. I pray that you all will be excited for whatever God has to offer to you this week. So thank you again. I love you guys, and I will see you next Monday at 7 a.m. for another time of devotion and prayer. Have a blessed and amazing week. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.